This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Afghanistan war ended with an odd unity between sworn enemies, the Taliban and the Americans. They both had the goal of getting the United States out, and they both had a stake in the evacuation operation of a deadly attack by a common foe, an offshoot of the Islamic State group. As witnessed by Associated Press reporters in Kabul, and as told by people AP interviewed from all sides, the war ended with episodes of brutality, enduring trauma, a massive, if fraught, humanitarian effort, and goodbye waves instead of bullets from the Taliban now in control. Now, a U.S. official says the United States plans to send Afghan evacuees who require more screening to a site in Kosovo. There, the official says that they may need to be housed for up to a year for further processing. The official spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity in order to discuss plans. It's the first U.S. word on its intentions for handling evacuees who fail to clear initial security screening or otherwise require more processing. The U.S. plan is likely to face objections from refugee advocates. They already complain of a lack of public disclosure and uncertain legal jurisdiction in the Biden administration's use of overseas transit and a site for the evacuees. The U.S. Navy has declared five missing sailors dead nearly a week after a helicopter crash in the ocean off of San Diego. The Navy shifted the search for them to recovery operations Saturday. The move follows more than 72 hours of coordinated rescue efforts and nearly three dozen search and rescue flights to look for the sailors. An investigation into what caused Tuesday's crash about